Welcome to Food for Thought Podcast, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. Today's episode is The Gift of Appreciation. Before we begin, my name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. You can find me at Joyful Vegan and on social media. You can find my books wherever books are sold, and you can join me in my online cooking classes. This podcast is possible, you know what I'm going to say, because of the support of listeners like you. And you can join other supporters by going to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGoudreau to become a supporter. I quite literally could not do this without you. Thank you so much in advance for supporting this podcast and for subscribing and listening. For those of you who listen to my podcast on ex-vegans and ex-vegan celebrities, I shared my personal story about how I wrote to Lee Majors, the $6 million man, and Bill Bixby, the Incredible Hulk, for many years when I was young. I didn't say in that episode that I also wrote to Henry Thomas, the little boy who played Elliot in the movie E.T. And if you'd like to know the rest of the story, just go check out that podcast episode here at Food for Thought. But the reason I bring that up in this episode is because from a young age, I've always been inclined to reach out to people I admire, to tell them that I appreciate them and that they've touched my life. When I grew up, when I got older, I was clearly not disillusioned by how my childhood fan letter writing turned out. Again, listen to the ex-vegans episode to know what I'm talking about. Because I also wrote letters to people I admired when I was kind of a young adult, and even as an adult, and we'll get to that. And I'm talking in this case about celebrities like musicians I loved, or actors or directors. And it's not that I'm starstruck. I've never been starstruck. It's that the arts, film, theater, literature, music, have always been a huge passion and inspiration for me. And I'm always very moved by the creators of such works of art. And I'm very grateful to them for generously sharing themselves and their talent with the world. I feel that artists are incredibly generous and willing to be vulnerable. And I think that's a very beautiful thing. And so my instinct is to let them know that someone's paying attention and someone really appreciates it. Now, obviously, we show our appreciation for going to a movie or, you know, paying the money to buy tickets for a play or a concert. But still, it's different when you are a personal artist or personal creator and you get a letter from someone saying, just, I really appreciate you. I remember in my late teens, I wrote to Cary Elwes. He starred in Lady Jane. Many of you probably know him from The Princess Bride. I was obsessed with Cary Elwes when I was young. I was obsessed with Lady Jane, Helena Bonham Carter, and this particular movie. And I was obsessed with The Princess Bride. I wrote to Cary Elwes to tell him thank you. I wrote to Rob Reiner, who's the director of The Princess Bride. And of course, he was one of the stars of All in the Family, which remains to this day one of my absolute favorite and I think most brilliantly written and performed television series of all time, especially, I hate to put it in its own category as of comedy, because I think just it is one of the most brilliant television shows ever created, and it still stands the test of time. If you have not seen All in the Family, watch it today through the lens of our time, and you will think, oh God, nothing has changed. But things have changed, so that's another story. but years after that, years later, it was an absolute thrill to run into Rob Reiner and Mandy Patinkin. They were buds, and they were together, and I also adored Mandy Patinkin. I don't want to get into my love of Barbara Streisand right now, but I really liked Barbara Streisand when I was young, and Yentl and Mandy Patinkin and all that. But he was a stage actor before a lot of people knew him from, was it Chicago Hope? I never even watched the television show. I've never seen that TV show, but I knew him from his stage work and loved Mandy Patinkin. And I ran into Rob Reiner and Mandy Patinkin one day in New York City and told them how much I appreciated their work and told them why. And they were so gracious and so kind. And I even wrote to Ian McClellan, who I just admired. This was before I was even into Lord of the Rings. And I had heard he was vegetarian, so I sent him a copy of my DVD, my cooking DVD, and sent him a letter just telling him I appreciated him. And I had seen an article, perhaps it was an interview with him, about why he had become vegetarian. And it was just a really eloquent explanation. So I wrote and just thanked him for that and sent him the DVD. He wrote back, which I'm pretty certain it was him. Unlike, again, go listen to the story about Lee Majors and the $6 million rant. But several years later, it was probably 7 years ago, he was in a play in a local theater along with Patrick Stewart. And of course we went and I was able to talk to him and thank him for his letter and thank him for his work and for that beautiful statement about vegetarianism. And he was gracious and grateful and it was lovely. And I don't want to give the impression that I share my appreciation only with celebrities. I just find it adorable that my young self didn't see a difference between writing to a family member or a friend, right, and showing appreciation and writing to an actor or a celebrity. I just didn't, and I never have. I've never seen a difference between the two. I see them as just humans who are sharing their work with the world, and so they're the most obvious manifestations of people I appreciate because I appreciate their work so much. But that stemmed from the fact that I was an emotional and sensitive child. I've always felt, for better or for worse, that if you feel something for someone, you tell them. Like, I was the kid who couldn't go to sleep without telling my parents I loved them. Like, I really couldn't sleep. I felt bad if I didn't go. I would go to bed, and if I didn't tell, I'd go into my mom's room and I'd say, I love you. So that was me. And that was how I was. If I felt it, I wanted to share it. I hid notes around the house to my mother that she would find. And those notes said things like, I love you and you're the best mom and, you know, those kinds of things. And I just liberally express my gratitude to the people I love and appreciate. I still do that. So here's what a ridiculous geek I am. I haven't thought about these stories for years. It was only when I started drafting this episode that I was reminded of some of my own personal examples of sharing appreciation. So when we first moved to California from New Jersey in 1998, we found out very quickly that while California didn't have annual car inspections like New Jersey did, and I don't even know if New Jersey has annual anymore, however, we had to get annual car inspections when I was in New Jersey. That's my memory, before 1998 at least. But when we moved to California, you had to get a smog check when you were registering a car for the first time. And some old cars still have to get smog checks every couple of years here. So we took our Mazda 626, the car we drove across the country in, to a 76 gas station. It was like, you know, kind of a service station slash gas station in Oakland. And I still remember it was called Claremont 76. It was on Claremont Boulevard Avenue in Oakland. And it was recently demolished when a new Safeway grocery store was built on that site. But I remember exactly where it was. And we just randomly took our car there to get it inspected. And I was really impressed with the customer service. Like, I don't know if it was exceptional customer service or if I'm just a dork or if it was just a very different experience than anything I had had in New Jersey or if it was just that I had looked at California and everything California with rose-colored glasses, through rose-colored glasses, because we had just driven 3,000 miles to make this our home, and many things validated that move from the moment we made the decision to up until today. I still appreciate everything about where I live. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm an anomaly. I'm going to believe that I am not an anomaly, but I do find quite a bit of appreciation and gratitude for kind of everything all the time. So it comes very naturally to me to just appreciate what's around me. And David knows this. David has to live with this because I am in awe of all the things that go right in this world and all the people who do good things. And I just feel like that should be expressed. So that's just me, but I don't think I'm an anomaly. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But whatever it was that made me just, oh my God, the customer service here is amazing. I was really impressed with it. And so after it was all said and done and we got our smog inspection finished, I mailed them a thank you letter telling them how much I appreciated how well they took care of us. And I just remembered this. I promise you, I just remembered this. We continued to go there to service our car and to get gas there. I really just remembered this. I remember now that my letter was, oh my God, I just remembered this. You know how there would be those kind of plastic mats on the top of a counter in more industrial kinds of places, like a gas station. And sometimes they would have, their license underneath there, their license to work there, the license, right? And I remember now my letter was under that little plastic mat at the front desk. Because I remember going back once and being like, oh my God, there's my letter. Just remembered that. That was so special. I'm like tearing up. I really am. So yeah, so I sent them a thank you letter. And then I did the same because we went to our first Safeway grocery store and our first CVS pharmacy here. And the customer service was just amazing. I don't know if it was just a New Jersey, California thing or if it still is. I will say, look, I lived 28 years in New Jersey and I have lived now 22 years in California. And I'm just going to say there's a difference. And I love my New Jersey peeps. I love them. I love everything about New Jersey. Except the driving. But there is a difference. There is just a difference. And I obviously noticed it because I don't really remember writing that many customer service letters in New Jersey, although I do think I did write some. Anyway, so I wrote a letter to the manager of Safeway and to CVS and to the stores and to just thank them and let them know about how their staff treated us and that we really appreciated it. So yeah, that's what I did. And David still gets a kick out of it because he remembers how giddy I was doing this and how giddy I get when I see things that go right in this world. Now, mind you, this is all before Yelp, all before Google reviews and Yelp reviews and before social media. Yes, there was a time before social media, right? And while email was around, it was still pretty new. So I just wrote good old-fashioned letters, put them in an envelope, sent them on their way. And I still do that. I will write emails as well. But I just recently sent a card to the Food Mill, our local bulk grocery store, and thanked them for staying open during COVID and for keeping customers safe and for keeping their bulk bins open, other than limiting the number of customers allowed in the store and requiring a mask and plastic gloves. They kept their bulk bins open throughout all of this, for which I am very grateful. Single-use plastic consumption and waste have risen to astronomical numbers during the pandemic, and I'm very grateful I can do my tiny little part avoiding unnecessary waste, and I wouldn't be able to do that without the Food Mill. So I sent them a card and I told them how much I appreciated them. And of course, with all these letters, I don't expect a response. Even when I send email appreciation letters where, you would expect a response more from email than from a written card or a written letter. But I don't. My intention is just to let that person or that business know that they're appreciated. If I get a response, it's a bonus. And it's a huge bonus, of course. It feels really good, but it's a bonus. I think there was a time when I didn't even expect email, frankly, to get into the inbox of the person I was writing to. But now I think we can all be fairly confident that they receive it. But still, it's always a huge surprise to me when I get a response. And for some of the people I've reached out to, we've even wound up developing a friendly rapport and a relationship over the years, including one of my favorite New York Times opinion writers. He and I have developed a rapport, which is a bonus, which is just absolutely a bonus. Recently, I wrote to one of the spin instructors at the studio in San Diego I take virtual spin classes with every day. She is such a delight. She is just the most delightful thing. And she makes me smile even while I'm dripping with sweat and probably swearing at her. And I just thought she needed to know that she brightens my day. So I sent her an email to tell her so. And she wrote back, bonus, to tell me that I made her day. So even though it just feels good writing to someone to show them support and appreciation, you do get a warm, squishy feeling inside knowing that it makes them happy. So obviously it's reciprocal even before you hear back from them, even if you don't hear back from them. It feels good to make people feel good. Now, many, many of you listening already know what I'm talking about because I personally have received thousands of letters from you over the years telling me that you appreciate me and my work. And I cannot overstate how much that means to me, how a simple email of appreciation from a stranger can make my day or turn it around. To know that someone values the work you put out there, to know that someone thinks about you, and that they think about you with affection and appreciation, because I'm sure there are people who think about me without affection and appreciation. But to know that someone thinks about you with affection and appreciation, to know that someone takes time out of their busy schedule to sit down and write a note, to know that someone taps into their own vulnerability to share a part of themselves with you, it's incredibly generous and it's truly a gift. And I thank you. Perhaps this doesn't seem like a big deal anymore because so many people are connected on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and you can send someone a comment through any of these platforms. But I don't know, like, I'm immensely grateful when I see your positive comments, so please don't get me wrong and don't stop. It really means so much seeing your positive comments and getting your notes like on social media, but there's something just different. There's something more personal about getting a card or a letter or an email. Right. And that's what I think. So that's what I extend to others. At least I'll speak for myself. And it's funny because I take customer service very seriously. And I clearly tell companies and people how much I appreciate them. But I don't tend to do this on public forums. I'm terrible at leaving Yelp reviews. And I rarely comment on people's social media accounts. So even any of these people that I'm talking about, you know, my favorite New York Times opinion writer, Well, I don't think he's on social media now, but I mean, for any of them, it's rare that I would write on their Twitter account, you know, like, I thank you so much. I think you're amazing or whatever I'm going to write. I just don't know. I just don't do that. I think it's just, to me, less personal. It's more personal to sit down and write an email or a note or a letter or a card and send it to that person. And I greatly value and regularly look at reviews like on Yelp or Google or Amazon. So perhaps it's very selfish of me because I use those reviews, but I just don't tend to leave public reviews. I do when I know it's really going to help a business or a person I care about. So I will do sometimes like with a Yelp review. But all I'm saying is I tend to be more inclined to send personal letters of appreciation. And I would never, ever leave a scathingly negative review or insulting comment or attack on anyone on social media, whether it be a Yelp account or a social media platform or what have you. Call me old-fashioned, but I just think it says more about the person assassinating someone's character personally than it does about the person you're assailing. But maybe that's just because I know how terrible it feels to see your own name slandered and besmirched, especially when it's unwarranted. So if I have a complaint with a company or a person, I go right to the source. Public criticisms, public complaints, condemnations, all a different story. Today, I wanted to just emphasize what a beautiful and simple thing it is to tell someone you appreciate them, a friend, a coworker, a family member, a stranger, a store clerk, an actor, a writer, a garbage collector, a journalist, an elected official, an activist, whomever and however often you're moved. And do it again and again and again. I always say that I don't believe most people wake up in the morning thinking about how much misery or cruelty they can contribute to the world that day. But I also believe that most people don't wake up in the morning thinking about how much kindness and compassion we can contribute to the world that day. Imagine if that were on our to-do list every day. No, really, imagine it. Imagine what the world would look like, what your world would look like, if we shared notes and letters of appreciation to people every single day, notes and words of appreciation that you may never get a thank you for, but we just do it because it's the right thing to do and because it feels good. I think that's one of the reasons I like the personal letters of appreciation, because I'm not doing it for any public accolades. It's just between me and the person I'm writing to. It just feels good. It just makes somebody else feel good. And that just goes round and round. So we don't have to imagine what the world would be like if we all did that. We can all just make that a reality every day. And by the way, I appreciate you so very much. Don't do nothing because you can't do everything. Do something, anything, for the animals, both human and non-human. This is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.